You're listening to the Brinkman Adventures, and this is part two of Dangerous Waters. Last time, the Brinkman family received a large check in the mail.
We're rich!
Each of you kids gets up to $7,000 to spend on whatever you want.
That money seems to have made things worse at home.
Perhaps we should ask God how he wants us to use what's left of the money.
Jack, would you prayerfully consider coming and playing guitar for us?
Lord, you know my heart. I want to serve you and be a good leader here, but I'm scared.
I'm not saying these feelings are from God or anything, but I'm worried for you.
Jack Brinkman decides to face his fear of the Bering Sea. The family piles into their comfortable new van, with a small dent in one door, and drives to Alaska in record time. Jack and Michelle will continue on to Russia, while Susan and the rest of the kids will stay with Jack's sister and brother-in-law in the nearby town of Homer.
Carry your luggage over to that plane. This is Bob Miller. He's coming with us. He'll be our sound man.
He also speaks Russian.
Hi, Mr. Bob.
It's great to meet you all. Wow, there's a bunch of you.
I'll carry your bag, Michelle.
Thanks, Isaac.
Go ahead and put your stuff in the side door there. Bob will arrange them.
Can I sit in the plane, Dad?
Dave, could Ian sit in the cockpit for a second before we load up?
Sure.
Let me hoist you up there, Ian. There you go.
It's small in here. I thought planes were bigger.
The wings look broken. Those things on the back are falling off. I don't think I'd want to fly in this
tree.
Those flaps on the wings are supposed to be that way. They help the pilot fly the plane.
I know why there's two engines.
So if one stops working, we don't crash.
Girls, let's not talk like that.
Okay, gang, let's circle up and pray before we leave.
All right, hop out, Ian.
Okay.
Father, thank you for this opportunity to serve you. I ask for you to surround and protect us with your angels and reunite us in a few days so we can tell of all the great things you did. May you be glorified in ways we could never even imagine as a result of this trip. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, load up.
I love you, honey.
I love you, dear.
Michelle, I don't want you and Daddy to go.
Oh, Daddy and I are only going to be gone for a little while, Gracie. You'll see us really soon, okay? Can I have a kissy?
We love you, family.
Goodbye.
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 I'll see you
Bye.
Barb, how's your back doing?
Great. These seats are surprisingly comfortable for a small plane.
Bob, is he teaching you how to fly this thing?
Yeah. I didn't know I'd get a free flying lesson.
Dad, I can't see land anymore. How long till we get to Russia?
About an hour. You sound like you're still sick.
Yeah, my throat still hurts a little.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine. As long as they don't make me eat some strange food. There is something I'm a little nervous about, though, Dad.
And what would that be? I didn't think you were afraid of anything.
I don't know. It's a little embarrassing.
I won't laugh.
Well, I'm nervous about telling the Russians about Jesus. My last experience in witnessing didn't go so well.
Oh, yes. The Thompson twins down the road. That was painful. They weren't very interested.
It's not just that they didn't want to listen. They were so hostile. I thought they were going to beat me up.
In the Bible, Jesus promised that people would reject us. It's not because of us, though. It's because they reject God. Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." If you talk about Jesus, you're going to be rejected again. Don't let that stop you, honey. What you're sharing is true, and it has the power to save. You do the telling and leave the results to him.
Thanks, Dad. That helps. How are you feeling now about this trip?
I'm still a little nervous about flying over the sea after my accident. In fact, if you don't mind, I think I'll doze off and get this trip over with. Wake me when we're in Russia.
Will do. And I'll pray for you, Daddy. Dad!
What?
We're here!
Oh, you scared me. Don't do that, girl.
Sorry, Dad. Hey, look down there. You can see the town. It's nestled up along the edge of the bay. The mountains over there still have snow on them.
Dave, you were right. No roads coming or going. Just a town plopped down in the middle of nowhere.
If you push your head against the window, you can see the runway ahead of us. We're about to land.
We've landed! Yippee! Praise God, that was a perfect flight. Please stay seated until the fastened seatbelt signs go off. And once again, thanks for flying with us today on Puny Plane Air. Okay, out we go.
It smells just like Alaska, and it's just as cold.
That's because we're only a couple of hours away from Alaska. Look at that hill over there.
Wow, there's huge writing on it.
Yes, the writing's made with thousands of rocks. It says Slava Sovietskim Pogranichnikom, which means glory to the Soviet border guards. See the old eroding buildings over there?
Yeah, what are they?
Those are lookout posts facing Alaska.
Dave, here comes our receiving party.
Okay, folks, let's gather together.
Welcome to Lavrentia, friends. My name is Yakov Andreev. I'm the mayor of Lavrentia, and I welcome you so very warmly. I also introduce you to my assistant, Ivan Volnov.
Hello. Pleased to meet you, friends. Thank you for coming to Lavrentia.
Ivan, take your men and unload their plane onto the truck. Deliver everything to the White House. We meet there. I am so very happy you have come. Which one of you is David Anderson?
I'm Dave Anderson. It's good to meet you, Your Honor. Thank you for allowing us to come to Lavrentia.
Mr. Anderson, I'm very happy you come, but not everybody happy. Cold War over, but some here still hate America. I see that you'll be okay, but please, be careful. You talk to me if you have trouble.
I understand, Your Honor.
Friends, please get in my automobile. We drive to White House and meet Ivan there.
Hello.
Have the Americans arrived?
Duh.
We fought to protect Mother Russia from invasion for years. Today, we are invaded and not a shot is fired. This cannot be allowed. Watch them closely. The spies must not be allowed to succeed.
Okay, Anna. I've watched them.
Here we are. That big gray building across street is Cultural Center. It is very nice theater. There is stage there and big room for concerts. This building here is what we call White House. We named after your White House in America. This where I work. We store these boxes in basement. Ivan will help you.
Okay, everyone grab a box of food or medicine and follow Ivan. Leave your luggage outside next to the White House.
Follow me downstairs. Be careful. They steep.
It's creepy down here, Dad.
Look at the walls. They're badly cracked. And it looks like there's only one light bulb.
They must be on the same energy policy as the Brinkman clan. Have you been consulting with them, Dad?
Very funny, Michelle.
We put boxes here.
Hey, guys, check this out under the stairwell.
What's in all these bags?
Books. Thousands of books. Excuse me, Ivan, I'm curious about these books.
They are old books from our library.
Well, why are they here?
These books are full of communist lies. When communism fell and our government changed, we take them out of library and put them here.
Oh, I see. Okay, everyone, back upstairs for another load. Let's get this job done.
Phew, that was a workout. My knees are killing me from those stairs.
Hey, everybody. The mayor has arranged for us to split up and sleep in the homes of a couple of families. They should be here shortly. While we're waiting, we could check out those stores across the street.
Now you're talking.
That looks like a grocery store. Let's check it out, Michelle.
Okay, sure.
Hey, you mind if I tag along?
We'd love the company, Bob. You can translate for us.
Dave, that one has fur coats in the window. I'd like to go in there.
Sounds good. We'll meet you guys back out on the street in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Hello. Do you speak English?
Yes, I speak a little bit English. How I help you?
We're just looking around. I love the music you're playing.
This our radio station.
You have only one station?
Yes, we have just one station here in Lavrentia. It gives news and plays music.
Bob, feel these fur coats. These are very nice coats. Where are they made?
They're made here in Lavrentia. They are, you say, beautiful, no?
Yes, they're gorgeous. I think this is fox fur.
I don't know.
It feels oddly familiar.
Ma'am, is this coat made of fox fur? No, that one is, how you say it, dog fur.
I knew it felt familiar. Reminds me of our little Tootie.
David Anderson, that is a horrible thought and not funny at all.
Okay, team, it's time to split up. Bob and Barb, we three are together. Our host isn't here yet, but her house is right over there.
All right.
Jack and Michelle, you'll be staying at Katya's house. Katya, this is Jack Brinkman and his daughter, Michelle.
Hi.
It is good to meet you.
Pleased to meet you, Katya.
We get your bags and walk. It's not far. We have wonderful meal for you.
I can't wait to eat Russian food.
I think you like it much. We have special tonight just for you. Reindeer.
The hosts are very poor, yet they treat their guests like kings and queens. Michelle discovers she actually likes eating reindeer.
It tastes like chicken.
Bob, Dave, and Barb stay with a Russian Eskimo. She cooks them a delicious meal of salmon, and for dessert serves them wild blueberries that she harvested from the tundra. The next morning, the team sets up serving lines in front of the White House. Let's join them as they finish preparing.
Look at the crowds lining up. Oh, this is great.
This is exciting.
Yeah, the line goes all the way down the street and around the corner.
Yeah.
How did they all find out about this?
For the last 2 days, we've been advertising every hour on the radio station. Oh. It only costs us 6 cents per word. By now, the whole town has to know we're here.
Dave, there are so many people. I think we should have 2 serving stations. Michelle and I could serve here, and you and Barb can serve the second line.
Good idea. Bob, since you speak Russian, you can talk to the people in line.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
We also need bags for the people to put their food in. Did we bring any?
Yeah, we brought a box of plastic bags. I didn't see them when we were setting up. They must still be in the basement of the White House. I'll run down and grab them.
I know where they are, Mr. Anderson. I'll go grab them.
Thanks, Michelle. We'll start as soon as you get back.
Okay, I'll be back in a flash. This basement is so creepy. I feel like I'm going down into a dungeon. Let's see. I put them back here behind the stairwell. Here they are. I hope these are enough. Who's coming down the stairs? It's a guard. I gotta get out of here. Oh God, help me.
Here she comes now, Dave. And she's running. Michelle, what's wrong?
Dad! Somebody followed me.
Followed
downstairs.
You? What?
I ran and...
Slow down. What are you talking about?
He was yelling.
He did what?
Well, nobody came out behind you. What did he look like?
I only saw his back. He was dressed like a soldier.
Soldier?
Look, someone's in the window now.
Where?
Yes. That window next to the front door. I saw him. When everyone looked, he disappeared.
Am I in trouble?
No. The White House is their government building. He was probably just seeing what you were up to.
Are you okay?
Yeah, that was scary, Dad. I did manage to get the bags, though. Here you go.
Okay, well, good job. Well, I think we're ready.
Well, here we go. Thank you for coming. Everyone gets 1 full bag of food. You can take whatever you want. If there's food left, once everyone has been through, you may go through the line again and fill a second bag.
Hello. Here's a bag for you. Take whatever you want.
Fruit, vegetables, flour, sugar. I don't believe this. I not have orange for years. Why are you do this?
We were told to come and help the people of La Valencia. Come back tonight and we'll explain.
Thank you so much for food. I certainly come back tonight.
Hey, Jack, be sure to invite him back tonight.
We're doing that, Dave. Thanks for coming, ma'am. Here's a bag.
Here's a bag for you, sir.
Thank you. Do you stand in food lines like this in America?
No, not where I live.
Our government told us in America there were terrible food shortages, and you commonly stood in line for your food. And here we are, standing in a food line. Our government lied to us.
I'm sorry about your government. You do have a nice town, though.
What is nice about this place? There are no trees, no flowers. The buildings are crumbling. There is trash on the streets. There are wild dogs wandering everywhere. There is nothing nice about Lorencia.
Well, you're nice. I mean, you speak very nice English.
Thanks. I've studied English for 4 years at the university in Moscow.
Why are you here in Laurentia?
I'm working as intern with pharmacist in town.
No way! Oh, wait here for a moment. Mr. Anderson, could you come here?
What do you need, Michelle?
This is...
Dimitri. Pleased to meet you, Mr. Anderson.
Yes, Dave Anderson. My pleasure, Dimitri.
He's an intern with the town pharmacist. I thought you might want to talk to him.
Would I ever? Dimitri, some friends in America have donated over 1,000 pounds.
Dad, this is so cool.
Yes, it is. I have a feeling there will be many people at the program tonight.
I can hardly wait.
Oh, me too.
Well, team, this is it. Yvonne, thanks for helping us set up. Bob, you happy with that sound system?
Yeah, all's well back here.
Jack and Michelle, you two sound great.
Your music is very beautiful. It is years since we have music here.
Did you see all those old ladies wiping down every chair while we were practicing? The people seem so excited.
They sure do. People are beginning to gather outside. I think we're going to have a full house.
Yvonne, this is a beautiful theater. Why doesn't the town use it?
There is nothing to celebrate.
Oh, well, we're going to celebrate tonight.
Yes, we are.
Yes,
and
yes.
People are coming in. Look at all the kids. They're filling the two front rows.
This is great.
Can we pray together before we start?
Oh, yes, Dave.
Oh, absolutely. Let's...
Lord, thank you for safely bringing us here. Tonight, as we sing and share your message, speak to these people, God. Draw them to yourself. We ask these things in your son's name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, gang, we're on. Here we go. My name is Dave Anderson. Thank you all for coming tonight. It looks like we have a full house. And look at all of those kids. I wish we could take you all back with us to the United States. I wish I could. This lovely lady next to me is my wife, Barb. And tonight we're going to sing some songs for you. After that, we'll tell you about our friend who sent us to Laurentia. He cares very much about you. But now, are you ready for a song? Got the
whole world in his hand. This is not good. These spies are trying to spread their useless religion. Come on, answer your phone. I'm listening through Bug, and I hear what he is saying. He plans to teach his religion to our people.
Just one moment. I cannot hear you. I need to go downstairs.
This is terrible. Those spies are spreading lies.
What can I do?
Stop the meeting. The people must not hear lies. Did you say you are in lower level? Well, look on far wall. See box there? Turn off power. Pull lever. Do it.
People, don't panic. We seem to have lost power. Everybody, please stay in your seat.
Dad, what happened?
Dave, I think we blew a breaker. Something might have shorted.
That could be, but we lost the lights, too. Normally, they're on a different circuit. I think I saw the breaker box downstairs by the restrooms.
I'll go down there and check it out.
I'll come with you, Jack.
The mini flashlight Ian got me for Christmas.
Now the box is on that far wall. There. Wait a minute. It looks like the power was turned off. What's going on?
Dave, something moved back in the corner.
Step away from the box.
Yvonne.
Yes, I did it. You cannot continue meeting.
Says who?
Says Anna. Anna has ordered me to stop meeting.
Who is Anna?
She is head of Communist Party. She is most powerful person in city.
Yvonne, the Communist Party is not in control, and therefore Anna is no longer the leader of this town. We have permission from the mayor to hold this meeting. In fact, I believe he's sitting upstairs. Should we go get him?
You don't need to get him. He's right here.
Your Anna, I'm so sorry.
Why you do this, Yvonne?
I'm scared of Anna. I feel I must protect my family, so I listen to her.
Turn that back on now.
Yes, sir. Please forgive me.
Your Honor, I understand why he did this, and I forgive him. Yvonne, tonight you'll hear about one greater than Anna who can free you from fear.
Yvonne, I forgive. You come up now and listen to these people.
Yes, sir.
Okay, man, let's go. We need to get back upstairs before we lose this crowd. Folks, we found the problem, and it looks like our sound is back on. I'm glad you all stayed here. Shall we resume our music? Let's see, Barb, where were we?
As Dave and Barb begin to sing, Anna hears the music through her listening device. She grabs her bag and runs across town to the cultural center. Yvonne failed. She would not. She slips quietly through the door and takes a seat in the back row. But something stops her. Anna sits and listens to the music. After the singing, Dave tells the message of Jesus, and she keeps listening. She listens to the entire message.
This man, Jesus, loves you and wants to live in your heart. He will change your life. He changed mine. Well, I'm almost done talking, but before we end, I wonder if there's anyone here with a question. Dimitri, I see your hand. Go ahead.
Today, you delivered 1,000 pounds of needed medical supplies. Tonight, you talk about Jesus. You say, and you do. It's easy to say, but hard to do. I believe what you say because you do.
And Dimitri, we do what we do because we believe what we say. Jesus tells us to love our neighbor, and you are our neighbors. Yes, ma'am, in the back row, what's your question?
My name is Anna. I have been in charge of all anti-American activities in Laurentia for more than 25 years. I have been a member of the Communist Party all my life. I came here to stop this meeting. I have hated America, and I have hated Americans. I have listened to you tonight, and I understand that you are sincere in what you believe. Now, I have a question for you. You talk about a God of love. Your God cannot be a God of love. A few years ago, my 7-year-old granddaughter was struck and killed by a drunk driver here in Laurentia. How could a God of love allow such a thing to happen? What did my little girl do to deserve such a thing?
I'd like to answer this woman. Michelle, take my guitar. I'm going to go back to her.
Anna, I had a 7-year-old daughter who was struck down by a drunk driver, too. I will never understand why that happened. I do know I'll see her in heaven someday. I'm not mad at God because my daughter died, even though I don't understand why it happened.
Anna, I don't hate God. I love God. I know His purposes are different from mine, and I've learned over the years to trust in God. He knows what's best. Anna, we love you.
Folks, we want to thank you for coming tonight. We'll be up front here if anyone would like to talk, and we invite you all back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We'll sing more music and tell you more of this good news about Jesus. Good night, friends.
What a night.
That's incredible. Right. Praise God. Yeah. That was an absolutely incredible meeting.
Sure was.
I thought it was over when the power went out, but that was just the beginning.
Oh, man.
God used the tragic death of my daughter, and because of that, I was really able to empathize with Anna. I can see why He wanted us here.
Oh, I can too. And I don't think I'll ever forget Dimitri's statement.
Right.
You say and you do. It's easy to say, but hard to do. I believe what you say because you do.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Dave, I'm so glad you invited us on this trip. And this was just the first meeting.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what happens the next two nights.
Oh, man. I agree. I think we're going to see some people make decisions to follow Christ before this trip is over.
Oh, I'm sure.
It makes all the work of getting here worth it. Well, I don't know about you guys, but all this excitement has me exhausted. I need to hit the sack or I'll be worthless tomorrow. You ready for bed, Barb?
I am, sugar.
Okay. Good night, all.
All right,
good night.
The team spends the next 2 days interacting with the townspeople who fill the theater for the remaining two evening meetings. Anna is in attendance each night, quietly listening. On the morning of their departure, as the team packs their airplane, she comes running out to meet them.
Dave! Barb! I spent all night reading my Bible. In middle of night, I decide to follow Jesus.
Anna!
I feel so free!
That's wonderful!
Thank you for coming and introducing me to Him.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Praise God, Anna.
Anna, I am so glad you made that decision. Your life will never be the same.
I read how people in Bible got baptized. I want to be baptized before you leave. Can you do that?
I would love to baptize you. Let's go to that building over there and do it right now.
The group crowds into a small room, and Dave Anderson baptizes Anna. God saved the most unlikely person in the town. What a great trip! Now the team speeds over the frigid Bering Sea on their way home to America. They have one last concert together that night in an Eskimo village just outside of Nome, Alaska. But little do they know, this concert will never happen. Trust me, you're not going to want to miss the final part of Dangerous Waters. While some of the events and characters in this story are fictitious, Dangerous Waters is based on the true story of Dave and Barb Anderson's trip to Lavrencia. If you want to learn more about Dave and Barb Anderson and the actual events this episode is based on, visit our website, BrinkmanAdventures.com.
Kids, this is Jack Brinkman. The Bible says that once all the nations on earth have heard about Jesus, he will return. So let's join together in sharing this good news and bring back our King.